let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the fabulous Miss America Outstanding Teen program today. But before I introduce our next totally fabulous guest, I want to remind you that you really can give your pageant interview a complete makeover in just 3 short hours. My Mastering the Pageant Interview audio coaching sessions will walk you through everything you need to know and do in order to get a top interview score. And it costs less than your interview outfit and takes less than 3 hours. Absolutely. What could be better than that? To get yours today, just go to mypageantinterview.com, place your order, and you'll get instant access to download the audio file coaching sessions right away. Or you can just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page. You really are just 3 short hours away from a much, much better interview score. So just go to www.mypageantinterview.com today. Well, today we're talking about the Miss America's Outstanding Teen Program, and it just wouldn't be complete if we didn't talk about the MAO Teen Princess Program. The Princess Program is a wonderful mentoring opportunity for young girls, and it really gives them an up-close and personal perspective of all the great things involved with the Miss America's Outstanding Teen Program. And the MAO Teen organization has sent us a very special guest today who is a former Miss Virginia and Miss Virginia USA. And since moving to Orlando, she has been appointed as the Director of Development for the Miss America's Outstanding Teen Pageant, which, as we all know, is the little sister to the Miss America pageant. And she served on the board of directors through the 2012 season and currently serves as the National Princess Camp Director. Under her leadership, Princess Camp has, brace yourself, people, Princess Camp has raised over $110,000 for Miss America's Outstanding Teen. We're so thrilled to welcome her today, Jennifer Pitts McKenna. Jennifer, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you so much, Valerie, for having me on.
You know, it sounds like you have been a busy, busy girl working with Miss America's Outstanding Teen, particularly in the Princess Camp program. For those people who do not know what the Princess program is, could you give them a summary or an overview?
Absolutely. It's Princess Camp is, I always say that it's a one week filled full of memories that just last you a lifetime. It's an incredible week for young girls from all across the country, ages 5 to 12. These young princesses come to Orlando for an experience like no other. It's a mentoring opportunity. They are not competing in the pageant at Miss America's Outstanding Teen. However, they are there to experience the mentoring opportunities and networking opportunities that they can find nowhere else in this country at no other time.
So Princess Camp is something that takes place during MAO Teen Pageant Week in Orlando at the same host hotel in the same theater. And what are the participants of Princess Camp actually doing during the day?
Oh my goodness, so much. They are exhausted midweek because there's just so much going on. They will view all the preliminary nights of competition. Either the first night they'll watch as they walk the pink carpet into the first night of preliminary competitions. But for the rest of the week, they're on stage with the contestants. They are being either crowned on stage by Miss America and Miss America's Outstanding Teen, or they're also performing in their own production number on stage. But if they're not at the pageant itself, then we are very, very busy. This year, we had a photo shoot sponsored by Regalia, and MacDougall provided dresses for all the princesses for the photo shoot from their Sugar line of dresses exclusively for our princesses. And then, we also went to SeaWorld for the first time this year, where they got an up-close and personal experience and private VIP viewing of the Shamu show. So we kept them very, very busy with all those activities. And then we also provide workshops for not only the princesses, but we also provide workshops for the parents in case their princess is looking towards getting involved and competing in a pageant themselves. We provide parents 101 workshops to teach the parents how to delve into the world of pageantry. And then next year, they're actually going to be provided by my company, McKenna Walsh Coaching and Professional Management. So I'm excited about that as well. So we're continuously improving and changing and adding to the schedule of Princess Camp each and every year.
That sounds like it's a fabulous event. And I know that I've seen their cute little shining faces, and those kids have so much energy and are obviously so excited. And I can tell you that there is no louder applause than when the princesses are on stage. That auditorium is just rocking with applause whenever they're on stage. So what is the age range for participants in Princess Camp, which again is that week in Orlando?
It's 5 to 12.
Okay, great. Now tell us how the Princess program, which can happen at the local or state level, that's different than Princess Camp. Tell us a little bit about the Princess program and what that's all about.
Certainly, each state is encouraged to run their own version of Princess Camp. Every state does it a little bit differently. I know they sometimes they call it something different. I know in Texas they have the Lone Star Princess Program, or the Diamond State Princess Program in Arkansas, and the Florida Sunshine Princess Program here in Florida. So every state puts their own spin on their Princess Camp. But essentially, it's at the root of it really is to be a mentoring opportunity for these young girls. And then also a fundraiser for each state pageant. Like you said in my introduction, you know, personally I've helped to raise over $110,000 for our national program. States are doing so much more even on the state and local level to have the Princess Camp. And you know, I think the greatest testament to the Princess program is the fact that we're now, for the first time ever, we saw two former national princesses come back to MAO team this year as their state contestant. We had Miss Connecticut's outstanding team who finished as first runner-up, and Miss Virginia's outstanding team who finished in the top 12. They got their start in the program as national princesses.
You know, and obviously congratulations to them and to the Princess program for helping them get their start in pageantry. You know what I like about the Princess program at the local and state level, and of course every state is doing it differently, but I think the overall theme is to give them visibility to, you know, what a pageant is all about. You know, it's not just, as you know, Jennifer, I'm sure you know this more than anyone, it's not just putting on a pretty dress and a tiara and walking around on stage waving, which is what the television seems to think it is. But it's about, you know, how do you handle yourself at appearances? How do you handle yourself when you're talking about your platform? And oftentimes at the local and state level, the princesses are able to attend appearances with the local and state title holder, aren't they, to see how it all kind of works?
Absolutely. I mean, I've always said, you know, the best way to learn what the job entails that you're looking at becoming one day, or the position that you're looking at becoming into one day, is to actually do it. And that's what these princesses are doing. I can't tell you how many emails I've received from our princesses just in the past month after they've gone home from the MAO team pageant. And they're emailing me saying, wow, you know, I was so inspired by Princess Camp. I'm already starting on my platform now. Or, you know, I'm already working more harder on my talent. Being here is like no other opportunity because they are getting a front row seat to all the action, and they're meeting Miss America, and they're meeting Miss America's outstanding teen and their state outstanding teen contestant. And they are getting to go on those appearances with them, but they're seeing the hard work that those contestants are putting into what they're doing, and they're starting to assimilate that kind of behavior. I mean, there's no greater role model than a state outstanding teen contestant, because these young women are so accomplished and so focused on their education and so focused on their communities and what they're doing to make a difference in their communities. They are simply the best role models out there, and that's the kind of role model I want for my daughters and that I think many parents out there would like for their daughters as well.
I totally agree. And, you know, another wonderful aspect, obviously it's great to interact with the local and state title holders who are really, you know, great teen role models for our younger girls. But it's also really wonderful because I know that in some areas, a local title holder or a state title holder might have several princesses that are participating with her, so that when she goes on appearances, there might be two or three or even six princesses attending the appearance with her. So not only is the princess able to develop a great role model relationship with the local estate title holder, but she's also able to develop a great peer relationship with the other princesses, isn't she? Because, you know, it's great to have role models to look up to, but sometimes the people that inspire us and motivate us the most are actually our friends, right?
Absolutely. It's tough because a lot of times for contestants, you know, you walk away from a pageant, there's only one winner. And that's what's so great about the Princess Camp program is that there is no limit. There's no limit to princesses at all. As a state contestant, you can have as many princesses as you want to join you at Miss America's Outstanding Teen. So it is all inclusive. There's no formal application or elimination process. If you want to sign up, you go to our website and register there, and join us, and everyone's welcome.
So if they want to participate at the local or state level, do they go to your website or do they just go to your website to be a national princess?
Both. We're actually working on an inclusive website system where the state pageants will link directly into our Princess Camp national website. So you'll be able to come just one place and you'll find all the information you need, not only for the national program, but trickle down to the state and to the locals as well.
Now, is the age range for the local or state princess programs the same as the age range for the National Princess Camp?
No, they're all set individually by the folks who run them, by the volunteers who run them on those levels. So I think typically it's about 5 to 12, but they are individual, whichever program you're looking at.
So if someone was interested in finding out the age requirement or age guidelines for their state, would they just go to their state, Miss America, Miss America's Outstanding Teen website, and find the correct contact person? Is that the best way to do that?
Yes, that is correct. They should contact their state or local Princess Camp program to find out the guidelines there.
Great. And I know a lot of parents are going to want to know before they sign up for something, they're going to know what costs are involved. So is there a registration fee? I know they get that adorable little crown and sash. Is there a fee for that? What are the fees involved with the program itself?
Yes, well, there is an $800 registration fee. However, we do run early bird specials. So if you know now that you want to be a princess and you want to come to Princess Camp in August, then I highly encourage those parents to go ahead and sign up when we release our early bird registration, and that'll be sometime in late January, early February, and we'll promote that on the Miss America's Outstanding Teen website. And so go ahead and you can do your registration there. You can, if you sign up for our first round of early bird registration, you can save up to $300 off of your registration fee, so it's a bargain. Yeah, you save a lot by registering early.
So the $800 is for the National Princess Camp. Is there a fee for the local or state organization, you know, the local or state participation?
Yes, each local and state would set their own entry fees. But again, because a lot of the state and local pageants conduct the princess program as a fundraiser, there is an entry fee associated with that, but they're all individual. So you'll have to check with your local and your state princess programs to see how much their fee might be.
Right. And when you get this integrated system where you can go to the website and sign up, you know, and get into the national and state program, will the entry fee be listed there by state, or will they still have to contact the state group separately?
We'll link into their, to the state and to the local pageants there on that website. If that state and local pageant has decided to list the registration fee and the forms on their website, then that information would be there. However, if they've decided not to list the fee, you would just contact them directly.
Right, of course. It's totally understandable. So as a parent, what do you think are the primary benefits to a participant in the princess program, either at the national level or the state level? What are the primary benefits to her?
Wow. It's funny. If I wasn't in the position that I'm in, I think I would probably have a different answer, but I think my answer would be that it's very individual. I think each princess walks away with something unique to her. I've seen little girls who have always, you know, wanted to compete in the system, and they walk away with a little bit more knowledge on what it takes, the commitment to competing, and what is it really like being on stage and that sort of thing. But then I've also seen little girls who they aren't interested in competing one day, but they walk away with a tremendous sense of confidence and self-discovery. So some girls are just looking to make some friends and have fun during the summer. And I've seen girls walk away with that experience as well. So I think every princess is individual. What she's looking for is individual, and what she walks away with is individual as well.
And do you feel, I know that obviously this year for the first time, which is totally exciting, that two of the state title holders, were competing at the national level in Miss America's Outstanding Teen, one making the top 12 and one being first runner-up. How do you think it helps prepare them to compete in the Miss America's Outstanding Teen program at the local, state, and national level?
Tremendous experience. I mean, it's an experience like no other. You're on the exact same stage that you will be on if you were to be chosen as your state's contestant. You're working with the exact same producer and the same production team. You're in rehearsals with them that you're going to be working with if you were chosen as your state's contestant. You have a photo shoot. Just like the contestants have. I mean, you're in the same location, the same hotel. Everything is exactly the same. You're just going to be a couple of years older and a little bit more experienced. But there's just nothing like it to have that, you know, true behind-the-scenes look. And then, here at the National Pageant, but then also on the local and state level with that title holder, you get to see how does she handle herself when she's out in public? What kinds of appearances does she go on? What do you wear? How do you conduct yourself? So I think that kind of experience is just invaluable. And if there's a little girl out there that wants to one day become Miss America's Outstanding Teen or Miss America or state contestant, this is something that she absolutely should participate in, because it's going to give her that real hands-on experience that she just can't get anywhere else.
You know, I think you make an excellent point about, you know, being in the hotel and being, you know, interacting with the staff and being on the actual stage. People really underestimate how helpful it is to have been on the stage before, to have met the people and kind of who know who they are and what they do, and also to kind of have a similar schedule that the girls have when they're actually competing, because sometimes those things are really new and different for a teen, especially if she's coming from a smaller pageant state that doesn't have a week-long pageant, that maybe only has a 3 or 4 day-long pageant. It can be really overwhelming at the national level to be there for an entire week and rehearsals and appearances and getting ready to compete. So I agree with you. I think it is a huge advantage just being on stage and interacting with the staff and being accustomed to the schedule and the setup really makes one less thing they have to worry about, right, Jennifer?
I completely agree with you. I mean, there's nothing like actually experiencing it for yourself in person. You can't replace that kind of experience.
No, you just absolutely can't. Well, we want to thank you for all the wonderful work you've done on behalf of the Princess Program and the Miss America's Outstanding Teen Program. It's just been an incredible contribution to these young women and to the program, which provides so many scholarships and mentoring opportunities. I want to thank you for all the hard work that you've done, and thank you for being here with us today on Pageant Talk Radio, Jennifer.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Our next show, we'll be giving you the inside scoop on how you can build a winning appearance wardrobe so that you can always look totally and completely pageant fab. Remember that you can follow me on my Facebook fan page at Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. Don't send a friend request to my personal profile, Valerie Hayes. I can't accept them anymore because I'm over 5,000 friends. So look for the fan page, Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. And on Twitter, I'm just at Valerie Hayes. On Twitter, I'm giving you daily information and inspiration all day long. And on Facebook, I'm also inspiring you as well to prepare for your next pageant competition. Make sure you visit ValerieHayes.com to sign up for my email newsletter, where I share my top secrets on how you can feel prepared, confident, and relaxed as a top pageant contestant. Thanks again for tuning in today, and be sure to tune in to our next episode for more expert advice and encouragement. But in the meantime, make sure you make today a pageant fab day.
Are you worried about challenging current events questions that always seem to pop up during your interview? Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and I'm here with a solution to your current events nightmare. Almost everyone feels overwhelmed by the time it takes to keep up on current events and absolutely worries about how to handle controversial questions. But I've solved that problem for you with my weekly current events update. You'll get an email each week summarizing the top stories, plus you'll get sample questions to practice at home. So check it out at pageantcurrentevents.com. Get started today and get ready to rock those current event questions for a top interview score in your next pageant.
Get a headshot that establishes you as a serious contender for the crown. Studio D Imaging does more than just snap a photo. They actually help you create your iconic look by understanding the preferred look of your pageant and helping you to express your photogenic potential. They've created winning looks for contestants competing in all the major pageant systems, and they'll create a winning look for you too. Just visit them on Facebook by searching for Studio D Imaging or visit their website at StudioDImaging.com. Contact them today and let Studio D Imaging create your perfect headshot.
Hollywood Fashion Tape, the star's secret to looking perfectly put together, is also the favorite fashion solution company for the pageant world. The creators of the original hypoallergenic double stick tape used to prevent wardrobe malfunctions, Hollywood Fashion Tape also offers a wide assortment of clever, problem-solving products designed to give you a competitive edge on stage or off. From our guaranteed no-show concealers to our never-fail breast lift tape, we've got you covered. Visit HollywoodFashionTape.com and see how you can have the same confidence the stars have when walking your red carpet.
Top contestants around the country have discovered the secret for creating a winning look. It's the Royal We Boutique. Former international pageant title holder Lane Berry will create a personalized, iconic competition look that establishes you as an elite contestant but doesn't drain your pocketbook. Lane has dressed evening gown winners in state, local, and national competitions of all the major pageant systems. Whether you visit in person or take advantage of their premier long-distance styling services, Lane will guide you through the steps of expressing yourself with a cohesive image that wows the judges. Visit them today at royal-we.com. You're gonna look fabulous.